Log Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Talking indie music radio, you dig? You know what I'm saying? What the business is. Welcome everybody to episode 10 of the K100 show. You know what I mean? This is my 10th show. I'm just starting out. Everything is good. I'm going strong. This is week motherfucking what, 3? We still here. Still getting calls. Still offending a couple of people. Still calling out a bunch of fake motherfuckers. All kind of shit. You dig? Now tonight, for the first time, I got one of my officers from the Facebook page in the studio live with me tonight. You feel me? P-Reg Affiliated is going to be on his way here. Once again, this nigga's on CP time. He ain't even been on the job for fucking, I don't know how long. You know what I mean? But without further ado, let me introduce my guest co-host for tonight. One of my officers from the group page from Facebook. This is Colonel Keela.
What's happening, people?
What's going down? You know what I'm saying? Now, if y'all listen to the show, y'all know she call in all the time. You know what I mean? We don't agree all the time, for the most part. But
ever.
We do. Yeah. No, we agree. But one thing about her, you know what I'm saying? As a duly sworn officer of the Facebook page and of the K-100 Army, you did, she does, in fact, keep it 100. You understand what I'm saying? You
damn
feel me?
Damn right.
All
right?
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So that's my special guest host tonight. You feel what I'm saying? And we're gonna keep the thing live. We'll keep this thing crook. You know what I'm saying? All right. I appreciate everybody that's joining me right now. You feel me? For your first time listening, you know, thank you. You know, call us, holler at us. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. If you want to talk to us, hit the number 1. Now, this is the very first time, I swear to God, that I don't have not one caller on the line in the first minute of this show. Normally, by the first 2 minutes of the show, I have at least 5 callers on the line. You feel me? Even if they don't want to hit, want to talk to me, they may just be on the line listening. You feel me? I'm really tripping off that because, you know, I think I know what it is.
What?
I think it's the motherfucking subject.
Can we get some hoes on the line, please?
I think it's the motherfucking subject. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? I think they motherfucking scared. You did. I think they motherfucking scared.
It's okay to be a hoe. Somebody got to do it.
Somebody got to do it. Some of y'all, we listen. Let me go ahead and get into what tonight's show. But hold on. Let me make the full rundown of the show. You feel me? All right. This is K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? We started out as a Facebook page on Facebook. You understand what I'm saying? And then, you know, the Facebook page took off and was so successful that I went on ahead and started this, basically started my own little talk show with it, man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's a group. It's also a group page on Facebook. It's also a Facebook page. So if you are on Facebook, please do a search for K-100. When you see the middle finger, you know it's us, but we don't give a fuck. We middle finger motherfucking haters and everybody else who don't like us around here, all right? That's us. Become a fan. Click like the page. Join the group because we got a group and a fan page. Holler at us. We derive most of the topics that we talk about from Facebook. That's how we do it. I go through Facebook. I look at people's comments and topics and what they're talking about. And if something just really drew a lot of attention, a lot of comments, you know, then I tend to pick that and kind of maybe put my own twist on it or whatever or give my own opinion. But that's where I get most, like 90% of the stuff that I come with. I'll come up with for the show, all right? Once again, this is also a platform for independent music artists, hip-hop, R&B, whatever you do, man, rock and roll, I don't give a damn. If you're an independent artist, you know an independent artist, your sister, brother, baby mama, baby daddy want to sing, baby daddy want to rap, whatever, you feel me?
They
trying to get
on.
Need
a job.
Yeah, whatever. They need some exposure, man. You feel me? They need exposure. We also spin music on this show, all right? This is a talk show, but it's also a platform for independent artists, all right? I'm an artist and a producer myself. I'm the CEO of Chambers Entertainment, 12 years strong, 6 projects in the street, 2 coming this year, all right? You feel me? And I got love for the underground. I got love for the rap scene. I got love for all artists that's trying to do their thing. And I know you can get all the shine. I know you need all the shine that you can get. You know what I'm saying? So just call the show. You feel me? 347-934-0966. Or you can email us directly and send us your MP3 at K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word, K100Radio@gmail.com. All right? Hit us up. Shoot us your MP3 and the link to where we can find you either on MySpace, Facebook, Ning, Reverb Nation, YouTube. You got to have some web presence, all right? That's all you need. Either one of those and send us your MP3. It needs to be good music. If it's whack as hell, I'm not playing it. And it needs to be pretty decent quality. I know independents don't have a lot of money to go to the big studios, but it don't need to sound like you did it on a goddamn 2-track with your microphone from your computer, nigga, all right? I'm going to need you to go spend about $30 an hour at somebody's little home studio and get it in. Okay? You dig? But real talk, any artist, holler at me. K100Radio@gmail.com. Now, let's go ahead and get into tonight's subject. One of tonight's subject. If it gets out of control, we'll stay on it. But I plan on switching to another subject. We'll get into that in the second hour. You feel me? But tonight's subject is the whole threshold. That's what I like to call it. You feel me? Now, Do you understand what the whole threshold is, right?
Yes.
Why don't you tell the people, since you co-host them, what's the whole threshold? What is it exactly that we're talking about? Now, I'm going to let you go ahead and do your thing. Get you some shine on. Go ahead.
In my opinion, the whole threshold is when you go walk around the community or the neighborhood and the women grab their sons and say, stay away from that hoe right there.
That's not really that. I mean, you describing what motherfuckers may do to those, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? But, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell y'all exactly.
You know, the whole threshold might be different to different people.
No.
Yes.
Let's get this. No. It's definitely going to be different to some people. Some people are going to feel like, you know what I'm saying, if you fuck more people than you can count on one hand, you know, that you a hoe. Whatever. We gonna mash y'all ass off top. All right? Don't even call my motherfucking show with that bullshit talking about a grown motherfucker who done fucked 30-something years old, ain't fucked but 3 people, all right? I'm going to kill your ass ASAP.
Hey, I know one of those.
She better not call this motherfucking show.
No, I'm talking
about
my ex-husband.
Damn. Oh, shit. Here we go. For y'all know, I got a special guest tonight, Colonel Key from the Facebook page. She came through, and a couple of my other officers are also going to be making their way over here. All my officers in the Facebook army, you know, I'm going to have a lot of different special guests tonight. P-Rage affiliated is late for work. He better not call in this motherfucker. God damn it. I don't do call-ins. God damn it. Call-ins.
You ain't the post-office.
So look, for real. So the whole threshold, let me break it down real quick. All right. What I mean when I say the whole threshold is basically how many people do you feel, this is just your own personal opinion now because I got my opinion and some people got theirs, how many people do you feel that a person can sleep with, how many different people in their lifetime, all right, in their lifetime, all right? And, you know, we can name their age or whatever. You can have different levels. But how many people do you think a person can sleep with before you can say, that motherfucker a hoe? Now, if you used to be a hoe and you done got married, you feel me? It's all good. We understand, you know, sometimes people get married and they change their ways, you know.
Reformed hoes.
That's right, reformed hoes. But you used to be a motherfucking hoe. So we count your motherfucking ass too, okay? But that's not even the point. We're not even trying to call anybody out. Matter of fact, when you call this show, I don't even want to know how many people you personally done fucked yourself, okay? That's not the question of the day. The question of the day is, what do you individually think is a high number to the point where if somebody just in a crowded room and they say, man, I done slept with 30 motherfuckers, do you instantly say, oh, you a hoe?
Hey, don't try to say it's different for a male than a female, though.
Wait.
Don't start that shit.
Hold on.
Don't start that shit.
Wait a minute.
Because you a hoe, too, if you done slept with all them damn people, too.
Okay.
Man, hoe, female, hoe, a hoe is a hoe.
Okay, men can be hoes, but, goddammit.
But nothing.
Yes, but.
But shit.
But, damn it. I see now this goddamn this motherfucking co-host here. We finna go at it all motherfucking night.
She gonna
take sides and I'm gonna take sides. I'm gonna tell you like this right here, okay? Now we all know, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. We live in a real world where it's a motherfucking double ass standard.
And just you like, still a hoe, that'll make you not
I
a hoe.
Say, wait a minute, I didn't say you not a hoe. Everybody that's calling in on the line, if you wanna talk to us and you wanna chime in, make sure you hit the number one. If you're listening, I need for you to hit the number one on your keypad so I can know that you wanna say something to us, all right? But listen, this is what I'm trying to say. We know that you can still be a hoe and be a man, okay? That's not the point. The point is, men in general now can tend to have a little bit higher of a number and get a little bit more leeway with that. Just like when a girl can sleep with another girl and they be like, oh, she just freaking. If a nigga do it, they're straight fag, okay? It's like, it is what it is. I didn't make the rules up. I didn't start society off on this line of thinking. I'm not here to change it. I'm not here to reinvent the motherfucking wheel. I'm here to goddamn throw some D's on that bitch. That's what the fuck we here to do. All right? You know what I'm saying? Now, I understand. I'm not going to argue with you or sit here and say that niggas can't be hoes, okay? All right? Niggas can be hoes just like females can, okay? That is not my argument. I'm just saying, you know, it's a little bit of a different number that men get a little bit more leeway, okay? We already know that, you understand? But, all right, but for tonight's purposes, we're going to keep that shit even keel, all right? So, the question of the day is, how many people do you think, let's just say somebody that's 30 years old, all right? We're going to say 30. That's a fair number. Most of my listeners are about 30 years old. You feel what I'm saying?
All right.
We're going to say, now we're going to just say the round number that we're going with people is around 30, all right? 30-ish, 30, early 30s, 30, 30-something, 31, 32, 33, early 30s, all right? That's the oldest we're going to go. At what point, at what number, if a motherfucker tell you, man, I done fucked X amount of numbers, you're going to be like, damn, it, no matter what, instantly, you're going to be like, oh, that motherfucker is a hoe. No matter what.
Shit, I'm good, then.
Hey, wait a minute. I ain't even say no number. How do you know you good? You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I've been married for 9 years.
Hey, shit, you could have been off the chain before then. You know what I'm saying?
You said at 30, though. I'm 31.
No. Don't you try that bullshit. We
stop. I'm on the count from 34.
No, hell no. We starting that as of today. I don't get now if you 36 or whatever. Hey, I'm just saying. But I'm, now as of today. Now we count your numbers. Your numbers count as of today. I'm just saying the average person. We saying the average person is 30 years old. All right. You feel me? That's what we going with. All right, people. That's the question of the night. What is a high number if a woman or a man tells you they slept with X amount of people, do you instantly be like, oh, that motherfucker is a hoe? Without even knowing them like that. They just done fucked. Motherfucker tell you I done fucked 30 motherfuckers. You gonna be like, I don't give a damn what she said. That bitch was a hoe. She may be married now, but that bitch is a reform hoe. Period, point, motherfucking blank. That bitch is a hoe. Okay? That nigga's a hoe. He done fucked 30 different motherfuckers. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm gonna tell you my number before we even get into it. Hold on. I'm the host. I'm gonna start it up. I'm gonna go ahead and get this shit out of the way. So everybody will be calling up here talking. I got a couple callers in now. Y'all hit the number one. Candy, I see you. I'm going to get to you in a minute. I see you raising your hand, baby. Hold up. Everybody else hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Hit the number one when you want to talk to me. Okay? Listen, I'm going to go on and say my number. And my number is actually high. You feel me? Because I live in the motherfucking real world, people. The real world. I don't know what the fuck some of these people finna call in here and say some real bullshit. And I'm going to have to goddamn it. Kill they motherfucking ass, because they're going to come up with that flaw-ass shit talking about, more people than you can count in your hand, bitch. Kill your motherfucking self, bitch. All right? Period, point, motherfucking blank. Don't even call up here with that bullshit. Ain't no 30-year-old motherfucker that's going to live the average life only fuck 5 people in their whole life. If you have, you a good motherfucker. More power to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah!
But I'm going to karate chop your ass. Just like that. All right? That's exactly what I'm going to do to your ass. I'm going to mash you, and if you say something really outrageous, I'm going to kill your motherfucking ass, all right, keep it 100, we only got one rule on this fucking show, tell the motherfucking truth, keep that shit 100, do not be fake. If you call up here and say some flaw shit that we know is unrealistic, I'm going to kill you on the live on the air, man, I'm telling you right motherfucking now. Now, once again, before we set it off, this is what I feel, in my own personal opinion. This is my opinion, and then you can give yours, and we'll go to the callers. I see y'all hands, callers. We're coming to y'all in a minute, all right? We're going to get the two host opinions, and then we're coming to the callers. I feel like if you're 30-something years old, let's say 30 years old, all right? I'm going to break it down and why my number is this high. And everybody, some people be like, damn, it's a high number, but I'm going to just be realistic with it. If you're a motherfucking female, I'm going to give you 20 dicks. 20 dicks. Ladies, you hear that? Ladies. Y'all got some mean wiggle room with the kid over here. I give a motherfucker female 20 dicks, at least. I don't know a motherfucker 30-year-old woman who don't got at least close to 20 dicks that been up in her. Period, point blank. That's it. Now, I know it sounds kind of raunchy and crazy the way I'm saying it like that, but you don't have like at least 20 dicks in you if you 30 years old. Now, you got to think about it. Let's say high school. You the average high school motherfucker. You had your one high school sweetheart that you loved in ninth grade and broke up with in the 10th because he fucked the goddamn other bitch.
I don't know that about all that.
Yeah, okay. And then, on top of that, you know what I'm saying? So then you went on these little wild spree and fucked two or three other people. You know what I'm saying? When you became a senior, you might have had that one older boyfriend that was 20-something. You fucked him. We already had 5 and you ain't even 18 yet. All right? We already quarters of the way there, ladies. Quarter of the way there. You go to college. Going to slap 10. Bam! Right there.
10?
4 years of college, a bitch gonna fuck like 10 niggas. When she get there, especially if she was one of them motherfuckers that was like, couldn't really do too much at home and shit, and then she went to college, her senior year, she running through 5 ASAP. What? Her freshman year, she gonna run through 5 ASAP. Bam, we at 10 right now. We still ain't even really at 20 years old.
Shit.
Maybe 21. We at halfway there. We got a whole decade. Now we talking about your 20s. Now we're talking about when you get your first job, your own place, your own car, your own money to go to the club with, your own money to go shopping with. You feel me? Daytona, Bike Week, Freaknik. Holla at me. Motherfucker, don't call to the motherfucking show with no unrealistic numbers. The average motherfucking 30-year-old woman that had at least 20 dicks up in her, and that's a small motherfucking number. Now, about my whole threshold, I think that's kind of, 20 dicks a day. It's a lot of dicks to be up in you. I'm just saying, ladies, it's a lot of dicks. That's all I'm saying. I ain't say y'all fuck them all at the same time, and then like you gang fuck 20 niggas. All I'm saying is, at 30 years old, you done had at least that many of you. I'm going to give you that to run with. Now, where I call the cutoff at, where I say, I'm saying you're going to have a minimum of 20. Where I say you start getting to the red, into the yellow of being a hoe, you done fucked a little too many niggas at 30 years old, 35 years old, in between 30, 35. Yeah, let's just double that number. If you done fucked almost 40 niggas, 40?
Or if you can't remember many
first
niggas.
First of all, you can't remember. I'm going to go ahead and...
You got to die.
I'm going to kill you right now if you can't remember. If you're a female and you can't remember. Goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
If your ass sitting around on a Sunday and you just like, damn, I forgot I fucked that nigga too, you got to die.
Damn, she got what shit, she a hoe.
Hey, you be thinking about that shit.
We gonna give up. Listen. We gonna give you that. This shit, goddamn it. If you get the whole stamp, you feel me? All right, you get the whole stamp. All right, that's the whole sound. Ladies, once again, if you don't fuck 40 niggas, and you in your 30s, and you done hit 40. That's for you. That's for you. Now, before we go to the caller, we got some people going on the air. We're going to go to them. What's your number? What you think? I know my number is Ray. I know you already going to say some shit like half of what I just said. I'm showing y'all love. Because a lot of motherfucking men going to call the show. And they say, if that bitch done fucked 20 niggas, that bitch is a hoe. Period, point blank. A lot of niggas gonna call in here and say that. You feel me? They gonna say that. Why?
I'm telling them, shut the fuck up.
Why?
Because, nigga, you done fucked about 60 women.
Wait a minute, how you know that?
Because y'all hoes. Period.
Oh, shit. What's your number so I can go to the line?
I'm gonna say my number is around, I'm gonna give them 20. I'm with you on that. I give them at least 20.
Yeah, at least 20.
You know what I'm saying? I was in the military.
We ain't talking about
in the military.
If you was in the military, let's add another 10, bitch. Let's go and push that number to 30. If you was in the military, we gonna push that number to 30. All right? Because them motherfucking hoes be fucking off the rack in the goddamn military, nigga. From boot camp up, they getting it in.
Boot camp?
Up.
Shit.
They started boot camp, nigga. Yeah. Straight up. All right. So, Lieutenant Key said, I say, we both say about 20 people. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give y'all that. We're going to give y'all 20. Y'all ain't no hoes. Y'all just the average motherfucking American woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're going to remember at least by 11 of their names.
Right.
And you got to give yourself about four. You just got
to. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You just hypocrite for shit. You just got to.
No, hypocrite.
You just said she can't remember all of them.
I'm just saying, though, because then she can remember at least 11. You got to get ass by four more, because some of them niggas, you just don't really remember to it. Like
so,
I said, you
like,
had
so,
them
so,
days
so,
when
so,
you like,
so,
she
so
you forgot
got,
about it.
That's right.
Right.
Let
now.
Me go ahead. Your hypocritical ass. Let's get into it. Candy had her hands raised first. Candy, holla at me, baby.
What's up, y'all?
Okay,
I just got this to say. You know, I ain't giving my number out or no shit like that. But that's what I'm saying. It ain't the number. It ain't the number of niggas that you don't fuck. It's the act that make you a hoe. You feel what I'm saying? It's the act. I know hoes. It's like, it's all in the act. They suck dick and just doing crazy shit, but they might not fuck a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the act. Just like if you got a nigga, you know what I'm saying, and you cheat on them constantly, you a hoe. It ain't the number of niggas that you sleep with. It's all in the act that make you a hoe.
All right, I give you straight up props on that, because I actually meant to bring that part up, because that's actually part of the posting. You feel me? On the Facebook, I actually brought that up. I said the number. Do the number even matter? Like if you a motherfucking married?
The number don't matter.
Wait. Whoa.
Because if I don't have a nigga, I'ma fuck whoever the fuck I want to, and when I want to, as long as I strap it up, it don't matter. You feel what I'm saying? But if I have a nigga, and I'm cheating on his ass, then that make me a hoe. You feel what I'm saying?
Listen, I hear what you said. You're right about that right there. You goddamn, listen, everybody, off the motherfucking top, you are automatically, this sound is for you. If you call this motherfucking show, you married, you cheating on your husband or your boyfriend. That's for you. All right.
Hey, you didn't get Candy her applause.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Right, thank you, baby.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I'm like, hold up. Wait a fucking minute. Damn it. Wait. That's because I got something to say about the other half of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Now, she dead ass right. You can be a motherfucking hoe. Once you cheat on your motherfucking husband, bitch, you automatically a hoe. ASAP.
Right. No,
right
fuck
then.
That.
Right.
No.
You a hoe.
Whatever.
You a hoe.
No, you ain't.
You doing hoe shit, man.
But where I would not give you at, where I won't give you the applause at is, you can't just keep fucking and fucking niggas and think that shit add up a whole bunch of motherfucking numbers and nigga, and you just get by. You ain't no hoe, though. Fuck that.
Why? Because if I'm like a nigga, if I don't have a nigga, I fuck whoever the fuck I want to fuck. And we already established that. We don't already make me a hoe because I fuck more niggas than so-and-so. You feel what I'm saying? Because so-and-so might be fucking niggas with cheating on her man. You feel what I'm saying? Or he's cheating on his
man. Okay. Both of y'all some hoes. Both of y'all some hoes then. It could be more than one.
Just pay it in front of it, please.
That's all right.
Hey,
We'll put that in there. But this is what I'm saying. Look, what I'm trying to tell you, like you just said, just like a nigga will, we done already established that niggas can be hoes, too. So that don't goddamn make your ass.
But that don't make you a hoe, boo-boo. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? My phone about to die. I'm hot because my phone about to die. But that don't make you a hoe just because you slept with a lot of people. As long as you be careful with it. And No, it don't. I'm sorry, baby. You feel what I'm saying? Because I know hoes, some real hoes. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm not like them. You feel what I'm saying? I know I'm not like them. But I'll fuck whoever I want to if I ain't got no man.
347-934-0966. You're back with K100. Tonight's topic is the hoe threshold. Once again, now we already had Candy call in. Candy called in and said, it doesn't matter how many people you fuck. And of course, when Candy said that, I had to murk her ass. You feel what I'm saying? Because she talking about she can fuck as many people as she wants to, and that don't make her a hoe. Candy, this is for you, baby. That's my whole call. All right, Candy? It does matter how many people you fuck, ladies. Don't try and be us. You don't got a dick. You can't fuck as many people as we can and get away with it. All right? We said that men can be hoes, too. We've established that. Men can be hoes. But women, you just can't fuck a whole bunch of women just because you single, a whole bunch of men just because you single and think that don't make you a hoe.
Can you fuck a whole bunch of women?
You can just be a freak. Yeah. Once again, if y'all don't know, I got my co-host in the motherfucking building with me tonight. One of my officers from the Facebook page came over and decided to take time out of her day and co-host the show with me. I appreciate it. P. Reg Affiliate he's called in already from work on the second week like niggas do. Already with the excuses. P. Reg, damn it, man. You only been on the job a week. You already calling in. I'm killing P. Reg for that. Fuck. Damn it. Once again, we had a quick 5-minute power outage and we had to reset and reboot, but the show is back live. Text all you people to tell them to call back. If you know somebody that was listening and was like, what the fuck happened? We had 5 minutes of dead space because we had a power surge and I had to reboot the computer, start everything back over. I'm blaming Georgia Power. Who is that? Comcast? Somebody. Georgia Power for the power surge. They cut off my cable modem and we had to reset. All right. It's not my fault. We'll be back. The topic is, what's the whole threshold? How many people can you fuck before you are considered a hoe? I already gave my number. I said, I'm going to give you ladies 20 dicks. Okay? 20 dicks. Anything over 20 dicks, we push it. We're starting to get into the yellow. All right? We're starting to get into the yellow once you cross 20 dicks, ladies.
So what's the threshold for men?
40 dicks. I mean, 40.
Fuck that.
What?
No.
What?
Fuck that.
40
no.
Hoes.
No.
Come on, man.
No.
In high school,
no.
That dude going to fuck like 10 girls, man.
Fuck that.
So they got to have what their threshold is not going to be the same as women. I don't give a shit. We're going to keep this shit 100. The man threshold is not going to be as high as the guy. It's not going to be the same as the woman. I don't give a damn. We're not going to play games like that. We're not going to act like that.
We're
keeping this shit 100. I know you don't like that. I know you don't like the double standard, but it is what it is. Just like women can go out and fuck other women and just be called freaks. And if a man go out and do it, he called a fag. All right.
Because that's what the fuck he is, a fag.
Right. But some women can do that. They don't call them fag. I mean, call them dykes. They call them goddamn.
Because y'all like that shit. Because y'all
right.
Fucking hoes. That's what I'm saying.
Why you got to just say, okay.
Y'all hoes. 30. I give you 30 pussies.
30 pussies?
Yeah.
So anything over 30 pussies and the man is a hoe.
You a hoe.
Anything over 20.
25. Y'all ass in the yellow. You need to slow down.
Well, then 15, goddamn it. You goddamn women. 15 dicks.
Oh, bitch, don't try to take our shit down.
You
can't,
you got
to
look. You don't have 15 dicks?
Well, what are you talking about?
Yo.
Doesn't matter where I had them at.
Hey, what you mean? Golly. Well, you know, everybody, y'all got about 3-4 holes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yo, so we finna get to the motherfucking line. We got some callers calling back. Sorry about that interruption, y'all. We had a power surge over here, and we had to reboot the computer, and the cable modem had to reset and all that. My bad. I don't know. The weather don't look bad. I don't know what the fuck that was about. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, still, we back. And the question is, how many people can somebody fuck before they consider the hoe? If you're in a room full of people, and we also covered the fact, Candy also made one good point, and Candy, I'm going to give you all the props in the world, Candy, for making this point. Now, Candy did make a good point. Candy said, sometimes it don't matter how many people you fuck, it's how you fuck them. Like if you a married woman and you cheat on your motherfucking husband, automatically, bitch, automatically. Use a hoe.
If you a married man. What a man sounds.
And you married man.
Can maybe sound like hoes too sometimes. Play that same damn sound for the man hoes.
Hey, if you a married nigga, I'm gonna give it to you. If you a married motherfucker and you cheating on your motherfucking wife, goddammit. I gotta give you the hoe sound. I gotta give your ass the motherfucking hoe sound too, okay? But I said 20 dicks. I gave a woman 20 dicks. Now I already know. It's a whole bunch of women that's going to call in and mash on me like 20 dicks. I told you how I got y'all to the 20 dicks off the top.
That's a lot of dicks, women.
It's a lot of dicks, but I'm telling you, it's really easy when you think about it. It's really easy to get the 20 dicks when you're a woman.
Hell
20 dog. Dicks ain't nothing in 2010, especially if you've been to college, to the military. You got to think high school, you're going to put 5 on you.
That's a lot of dicks.
30 years old, when you get your own place for the first time,
that's
5
dicks.
Dick. 5
still
dicks.
That's a lot of dicks.
Bike week, Daytona, Freaky, Goombe, Kapalooau, Homecoming, all that shit.
Ooh,
you hoes be tricking.
Shit.
We going to add them random dicks that you don't want to tell nobody about on.
The one-time dicks.
20 dicks is a small, is actually, yo, straight up, 20 dicks is, hey, I don't know too many females who ain't fuck 20 niggas. Oh, I see one of my officers on the line. Colonel Shea.
What's up?
What's going on? What's happening?
Hey, none. You know I lost all that power. It got too hot over there with that topic. They had to cut you out.
I guess that's what it was. We was over there crunked too. Man, my phone, man, I'm mad, man. I hope everybody called back to the phone line. The phone line was jumping. I was getting ready to go to everybody. You know, Candy set it off. You feel me? I was getting ready to go to everybody. We was going to set this motherfucker off, and that motherfucker just was done. It was done, daughter. We got right back.
The power company just had to cut you off for a minute. You got a little bit too hot.
Yeah,
the
you know.
The subject was too hot.
Yeah, well, we right back on it, goddammit. I pay the bills around this motherfucker. They better keep that shit on and stop bullshitting with me.
Don't
all right? So, check this out. What you think? What do you got to say about this? What do you got to say about this?
Well, I mean, I didn't even think about a number, but I'm more like, it's like, what you doing? You know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you out there, it don't matter. You could only been with, like, 7, but if you out there trying to, like, freak everybody you come across, that's a hoe to me right there.
Well, first of all, wait. First of all, if you're trying to sleep with everybody you come across, and you a female, niggas going to holler at you everywhere you go if you're female, so your number going to be way past 7 if you just fucking everybody that catch you.
I'm just randomly throwing out a number. I mean, it could be any number, but I mean, if you know, I'm just saying it could be an 18-year-old and she just like randomly, you know, start fucking and just fucking everybody. Well, hell yeah, that's a hoe right there. She's starting out from a hoe.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, I understand that. But what do you think, listen, this is how the question is being posed. If you're in a room full of people, right, and everybody's sitting around having a conversation, and this one person be like, man, how many people have you slept with? And this woman just blurts out, well, I probably slept with like 40 men. Right then, what do you think right
then? You's a hoe.
Would you think she a hoe?
Well, I shouldn't judge, but initially I probably wouldn't think very highly. You know, I might think she done been around a block, you know, got a few miles on the tires, yeah.
Hey, look, we already said she could be a retired hoe. Hoes retired. They get tired.
That pussy ain't retired, though. That shit still been ran too. That's like an old hoe. You got about 150,000 miles on that pussy.
You can't take that back.
Hell no.
You can't turn back the odometer. You can't take that back.
I'm just saying. Look, all I'm saying is, Candy brought up the point. She said, oh, your number don't matter. I fucking disagree wholeheartedly. If you done fuck 60 niggas, bitch, you a hoe. I'm gonna fuck
with you.
Well,
I ain't gonna say that the number don't matter now. I mean, I think a number do matter because, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Numbers do
That's
matter a little
saying.
Bit, but I don't think that everything should be judged based on a number.
No, because like she said, you can be a married woman. And if you a married woman, and you fucking goddamn, you fuck somebody, you a married woman, and you cheating your motherfucking husband, bitch, you a hoe.
Yeah, that's definitely
that's
poetry right there.
Whatever.
I'm laughing on that whole sound.
I understand though. You feel me? I agree with half of what Candy said. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I agree with part of that. But I do agree that there's some kind of number in there. I don't know what the number should be, but yeah, that I mean. At some point, it's like, okay, that's just her wish.
I said, look, Colonel Shea, I gave y'all 20 dicks on the house. I said, you can be them fuck 20 niggas, and that's nothing, man. You just the average woman. That don't make you a hoe. You think that's a good number to just start out with? I'm starting out with 20.
At 30, if you at 30 years old.
If you 30
I mean,
years
I mean,
old,
I mean,
you're
going to say, well, if you're a grown-ass woman, yeah, okay, you know, yeah, okay. I mean, but it depends on the age now, because if you younger than that, I don't. Yeah, you might be getting up the whole status pretty quick.
If you 20 and you done fucked 20 motherfucking niggas already?
That's a damn dick a year of your life.
Right. I gave y'all as a whole another decade
Listen,
to catch
you
the
you ain't fucking when you won. I hope.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, so that means, let's just say she started at 16, 17. Okay, I don't even say maybe 15. That's a lot of damn dick.
You got a lot of miles on the pussy.
All I'm saying is
a lot of pussy miles.
But look, okay, all right.
You need
all
to
right,
stop God. Fucking and start sucking if she
That's a lot of
don't
play.
I'm just saying.
Hold on. We're gonna have someone call in here and say if you suck everybody dick that you fuck, you a hoe.
Well, no, you can't do that either. No, that's not what I was saying. I was just cracking a joke saying she need to slow down on the fucking and just start sucking if you already at 20 and you ain't nothing but 20, you already done you need to quit having sex for a few years so everybody else can catch up. Hell.
No, yeah, if you a hoe. If you 20 years old, you a fuck and then bitch, you a hoe.
Whether
fuck.
It's in your mouth or in your pussy.
You a hoe.
It don't matter.
You a hoe. Now, I don't know what to tell y'all, 20-year-olds. If you're already at 20, right? Right, ladies? All right. Okay. Let me go to a fella. Hold on, Colonel Shea. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere, Colonel. Don't go nowhere. All right. So Colonel Shea really couldn't give us a motherfucking number, but she did agree with Candy as all. Candy done raised her hand again. She done went and got the phone charged. She back. All right. I see you, Candy. I'm coming. I'm going to come back to you, Candy. But goddamn it, if you fuck 50 niggas, Candy, if you done fuck 50 niggas,
you the homie.
That's all I'm saying. Even if you ain't never fucked nobody's husband, if you ain't never cheated on your boyfriend, if you got 50 dicks under your belt,
and that's paid or unpaid,
we got to give you the whole sign. I'm sorry. 770, you're on the line, 653.
Yeah, what's up, man? Hey, man, I think I'm going to have to agree with Candy, man, because a hoe, you know, a definition of a hoe to me is not how many dicks they done had, you know, since they've been 30 years old. I mean, long as they being safe about it or whatever. A hoe to me
is... Hoes just fucking.
I mean, they being safe about it, you know what I'm saying? A hoe just, I mean, she just be, I mean, a girl, if she had, like, more than 30 or 40... dicks, you know what I'm saying? She being safe about it, but it ain't fucking right
ain't
at the same time.
Randy,
look. A hoe is a hoe. Yeah, she's taking three dicks at the same time, you know, one in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's really being a hoe, for real.
I
would have to agree with Candy. You know what I'm saying? As long as you do, you know, because, like, niggas, they want to fuck every girl. Not every girl, but, you know, they want to try something new. But as long as you're being safe about it, you know what I'm saying?
All right, but listen to what I'm saying, Randy. You're on the air still. Don't go nowhere. This is what I'm saying. Listen, man. I'm not even disagreeing with it. Like you just said, you can be a woman, right? You could be a woman who only fucked 20 people. You feel me? But if you was fucking your boyfriend and two other niggas at the same in the same week, bitch, you fuck your boyfriend and two other niggas. That's only three niggas, but bitch, you a hoe. You feel what I'm saying? You a hoe, and that's for niggas too. You fucking your girlfriend and four other bitches, nigga. You is a hoe, dog. You a hoe. You out here, you off the chain, nigga. You
what
a hell
you,
hoe.
What if you
but,
fucking your girl raw and you fucking the other two?
Man,
niggas?
We need
that to not make you a hoe. You still a hoe.
I'm talking about fucking this
exactly.
Fucking, man. I ain't all this shit about protection or
exactly.
Whatever. We just gonna go with the fact that everybody's strapping up or whatever.
What if you don't have a girlfriend?
If you don't got no girlfriend, hey. Listen, Randy. Okay, let me. Y'all ain't listening to what I'm saying, man. Y'all didn't hear me. Maybe y'all wasn't on the line when I broke that motherfucking shit down when I first started. So I'm gonna go through this shit one more time for y'all who got them trying to tell me that if you got a motherfucking high number, you still ain't no hoe. I'm gonna tell you why that's some bullshit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because even if you a female, let's say you single, right? You've been single for 5 years. You feel what I'm saying? All right.
In five years,
okay? In 5 years, let's say you were single from the age of, we're saying a 30-year-old woman. For 5 years, from 25 to 30, she was single, right? January,
yeah.
She go out to the club, she meet a nigga, she talk to a nigga, she fuck the nigga, all right? Right then, that week, that same week, she meet him, she mash him, all right? She single, she can do that. You feel me? If she go out another week after that, meet a new nigga, mash his ass because she want to, and don't want to hear this motherfucking shit because niggas do it, we can. Bitch, it don't matter. We said niggas can be hoes and goddamn it, bitch, you a hoe with them. Period, point blank. All right? She mashed that nigga. You feel what I'm saying? That's two niggas
in
1 month.
Yeah, I see what you said.
Hold on. That's two niggas. We're in January. That's two niggas. All right? Now, let's say she repeat this cycle all through the motherfucking year. That's 24 motherfucking niggas in a motherfucking year's time. That bitch ain't no hoe.
Well, yeah, she's a hoe and easy free.
She ain't got no boyfriend. She can do what she wants to, right? She can do what
she
wants to.
She's easy free, too.
Brandon said he'll still fuck her.
Hey, we ain't talking about that. You feel what I'm saying? The point is, she a hoe, man. She a hoe. You can call it being promiscuous. You can call it being living a single life. It don't matter, because when you're single, you still don't got to fuck 24 niggas in a year.
Okay, so what about the niggas? So we hoes, right?
Yes, y'all hoes. Y'all hoes off the rip. Period.
Hold on.
You already hoes.
Hold on. All right. So you can't just generalize to people like that on the show.
That's what y'all are.
No. See, then I'm glad I got a female co-host out for this shit, so y'all won't think I'm just sitting up here being biased, because that outlandish statement like that right
okay,
there.
Okay, so what's your co-host think about herself?
What you
nigga,
mean?
I'm a ghetto classy, okay?
That's
what my
okay, so how many have you had?
None of your fucking business.
Now you don't want to be motherfucking 100.
It ain't 100. It ain't been 20. It ain't been 20, but you know what I'm saying? I get a female that. It ain't been 20, though. I bet you that. I bet y'all know all their names.
Oh, man. I swear, man.
This y'all still hoes, regardless
this
how show, many
this
you
know what?
Jesus is real.
We
it
keeping it real.
20,
so what you saying, Randy, is you agree with Candy in saying that a female can fuck 60 niggas and you won't call her a hoe?
I mean,
if you don't call her fuck 60 niggas, you ain't gonna say she a hoe?
Well, you know us niggas gonna say she gonna be a hoe. Anyway, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. But, you know, the definition of, you know, maybe she just want to have, you know, different people. You know what I'm saying? Just like us men like to have different. You know
we
what I'm saying?
Have, Randy, we already said ain't nothing wrong with her wanting to say that, but we still not finna say she ain't no hoe. That's all right. Listen, let me tell you, first of all, let me get one thing motherfucking clear. I ain't got no problem with hoes. I love hoes.
Okay.
I like mashing them hoes. You feel what I'm saying? I mash me a fine ass hoe. You feel me? I like
hey,
it.
You think
hoes.
I ain't?
See, that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm just saying, man. The point is, I'm just telling you, when I talk to females and I say, damn, how many niggas you see on fuck? I done fucked like 60 niggas. I'm just like, damn, you a hoe.
Ain't nobody gonna say that shit.
I'm just.
Who the fuck gonna say that?
I know they ain't gonna say it. They'll never admit to it. I don't know why Randy asked you that question. I'm not even even asking females how many niggas you done fuck personally. That's not what I'm talking about. All I'm saying is, if I found out this information, or if you volunteered this information, and you told me you fuck 60 niggas, I'm going to call you a hoe. Just like I'm going to call you a hoe if you cheated on your motherfucking husband with two other niggas. You a hoe too, bitch. Okay? Both of y'all some hoes. All right. All right, Randy, appreciate it. I got somebody else on the motherfucking line. Hold on. Caller, who in the air? Who's this?
Miss Peaches, baby.
Oh,
Peaches!
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's going on, mama?
Yeah.
Okay, now this is what I want to say about that.
Go ahead.
Okay. Really? I ain't even really got nothing to say on that. What is it? I'm sorry, y'all. I've been smoking so much. My mind is tripping, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to say shit on that. I just sort of want to make a comment because I agree with what everybody's saying, you know what I'm saying? You've been with more than 20 motherfuckers. Yeah, you is getting in the gray areas there. Being a host. But I will say, Blue, you're right on the fact that, like, niggas can be with more girls, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Then it's just that's how it is. We know that's how it is. And even if you know if it's a nigga that you like and you feeling him, he doing all the right shit or whatever, and you know that motherfucker been fucking with a lot of bitches, you still gonna talk to that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So just keep it gangster, keep it all the way real. I ain't saying all the ladies. I know I ain't saying all because I know Miss D Nice got morals.
I wish she was on the line. She normally don't call in. Now, most of my callers don't call into the second half of the show anyway, because I think a lot of people be just like getting off work and shit. So at 9 o'clock, that's when my phone lines fill up. So they might hit me up. Hopefully she do. You feel me? Because I'm waiting for one of these high moralistic motherfucking bitches to call up here and be like, if you can't count them on both of your hands, use the hoe. I'm waiting for that bitch. I'm ready. Bitch, I'm ready. I'm caught, bitch. I'm fucking reloaded. I'm going to kill you, bitch. I'm telling you, as soon as you say that shit, I'm going to unload on your motherfucking fake ass 30 years old.
Why she
you
gotta be fake?
10 niggas at 30
yeah.
years? And let your ass. Listen, the only exception I'm going to take, and believe, and I ain't going to kill you if you call and say that is if you married your high school motherfucking sweetheart and your ass been dick
whooped. I'll tell her how good it is.
And you've been dick whooped since the 10th grade. I'm going to give your ass a pass. That's it. That's the only bitch getting the pass. That's the only thing in the past tonight. Other than that, if you're 30, bitch, I know you got 20 dicks on you. On everything. I'm going to bet you I hit the house.
No.
What? Go ahead, Peach.
Look, I like how you brought that down, how you got to 20.
Oh, yeah.
Because all that shit you said, you used all them 20. Oh, during those times right now.
Right.
All your passions got used up. So you should be able to pump your brakes right now.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Once again, everybody, I said, got some more callers on the line. We got some more callers on the line. I'm finna get to y'all. You feel me? Once again. The question is, what's the whole threshold? How many people is a lot of people? If you done fucked a whole bunch, you know, what's the number? You feel me? We've already established, one of our early callers have already broke it down and established that, you know, you ain't got to fuck a lot of people to be a hoe. If you cheating on your husband or your boyfriend, use a hoe. All right? So you ain't got to have a lot of high numbers to be a hoe. But my thing was, as far as how many niggas can a female or a male fuck and be considered a hoe? And we're not gonna play games and act like it's the same number for men and fucking women. We're not playing that game tonight, ladies. All right? We get to fuck more than y'all. It is what it is. We didn't make the rules up. That's how society is. Okay? We're not gonna keep it the same motherfucking number. Stop playing with me.
We'll call y'all super hoes.
Well, call it what you want to, but we ain't gonna keep it the same
okay.
number. We ain't gonna play that game. But we already know men get more leeway than women in this society, and that's how it is. And we didn't make that shit up. That shit was like that before our grandmamas them. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying, Miss Peaches?
Yeah.
All right, look, Miss Peaches, I see everybody else hand up. Candy, raise their hand. Candy, I'm going to get back to you because I know you got something to say. I know you got something to argue about, Candy. I'm coming back to your ass to start off the next hour. You know I got to play this motherfucking music. All right? You feel me? So for all you motherfuckers that's out there that's hoeing, niggas and women, you understand what I'm saying? If it's just for the motherfucking night, you fucking a whole bunch of niggas and you just met them and it's just for the night, them one night stands, don't go nowhere. Stand by. This motherfucking song for you.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Hey, this right here, this song for the grown and sick, you dig? So, go ahead and put the kids to bed, you know what I'm talking about? And, just get into the groove a little bit, you know what I'm talking about? That's your 14-year-olds, you know what I'm saying? Wow. I got the shine on the brain, top down the coupe.
We can do big things, open the range, I wanna see what's up.
Hey, and I can tell that you want me to take you back to the room so I can wrestle with you. Hey,
baby, I ain't trying to make you my
nope.
I just wanna see what's up with you for the night.
Just let me know what up for the night. Just let me know what up for the night. Hey, what's the business, baby? You know you're looking kind of cute. Nice face, small waist, and your fit, that's it. Come fuck with your boy, we can jump in the coupe. Hit the block, drop the top, do it grown folks, do I see you? Checking the wrist and how it shine like glass. Well, I'm checking it too, I want to touch that ass. Maybe I'm a little poet, I get straight to the home. I'm a hustler, mommy, I know exactly what I want. Me and you for the night, we can spend some time. I promise I'ma take it slow, straight, wine and dine. Have you doing all the things that you want to do. But you can't, cause your man won't let you, boo. Go ahead, order the lobster, baby. Bottles of Chris, maybe. By the end of the night, girl, I can get you right. I have you bragging and boasting and telling all of your friends. Next week, same time, we can do it again. Yep.
I ain't playing no games, I got a little change. I wanna see what's up.
Just let me know what you're trying to do. I got the shine on the rain, top down the coupe.
We can do big things, open the range. I wanna see what's up.
Hey,
good night.
And I can tell that you want me to take you back to the room so I can wrestle with you. Hey,
baby, I ain't trying to make you my
nope.
I just wanna see what's up with you for the night.
Just let me know what up for the night. Just let me know what up for the night.
Nice short and 2 pieces apart. And since you're hanging with Blizzard, won't you ease at your bra? My bad, that's too fast. Won't you ease in the car?
Uh-huh.
We can do the nightlife, baby, by the bar.
The ball.
Just so you know, we're coming back to the spot. Look, I'm a rapper, not an actor, so I'm straight to the plot. To keep it real, mind, you're making me hot. Looking better than a brand new Chevy with the wheels that chop. Summertime sundresses in the winter, the fur. She'll stun us, and that's the type of chick I prefer. So let's play. I quarterback, watch your 3-point stand. Give her the rocks, crawl the balls like Spider-Man. You can't be acting. Too fly to eat, diamonds plan. Cause I know some hood rats that'll die for the chance. She'll freak and I'm a G, that's it. So it's safe for me to cut to the chase. Push your face on the dick, hey.
I ain't playing no games, I got a little change. I wanna see what's up with you for the night.
Just let me know what you're trying to do. I got the shine on the rain, top down the coupe.
We can do
things up in the range. I wanna see what's up. Hey,
and I can tell that you want it too. Take you back to the room so I can wrestle with you. Hey,
baby, I ain't tryna make you my wife. I just wanna see what's up with you for the night.
Just let me know what up for the night. Just let me know what up for the night.
I pick you up at 6, we be fucking by 8. I ain't getting that twin, we gon' whisper away. The way your ass fit them jeans, you can take it in the face. While you take it off your waist, you already know the place. Just cancel your day and let me get it about ya. I'ma look at it cause I love to watch her. Like, I'm your doctor, why you calling me papa? Keep doing your thing, why the hell should I stop her? When I'm hitting from the back, you know the way that I pop her. I'ma pick her up cause a nigga won't drop her. Let her run away, she have something like a locker. We going at each other like two damn boxers. It ain't a thing when you want the same thing. The game don't change, it's just a player in the game. Ain't he ain't in love with a stripper, but this will go down when she get it out my zipper.
Ain't playing no games, I got a little change. I wanna see what's up with you for the night.
Just let me know what you're trying to do. I got the shine on the rain, top down the coupe.
We can do big things, up in the range. I wanna see what's up with you for the night.
And I can tell that you want it too. Take you back to the room so I can wrestle with you. Hey,
baby, I ain't trying to make you.
Nope.
I just wanna see what's up with you for the night.
Just let me know what up for the night. Just let me know what up for the night.
Yo! That's dedicated to all the hoes in the world. I love y'all. All the hoes, here's your new anthem for K100. That's for y'all hoes. Yeah, K100 Motherfucker Radio, nigga. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one on your keypad if you want to holler at your boy, your host Blizzard in the motherfucking house. My guest host for the night from the Facebook Army, from the K100 Army from the Facebook page, Colonel Keela. She's in the motherfucking goddamn house
what's
tonight.
What's happening, people?
I got a special guest, though. She came all the way over here to goddamn help me host the show. You know, she's really supporting it. Shouts out to all my other officers that be calling in and showing support and spreading the word on Facebook and sending out texts for me. And you know what I mean? One love to all my officers, man. Appreciate that. You feel me? It's the second hour of the show. We're going to stay on this subject because, goddamn it, we got other people's hands raised. We got people's hands raised again. They got some more shit to say to add on or goddamn say what they said the first time. You feel what I'm saying? So, once again, the topic of the day is the hoe threshold. How many people can a person sleep with before you just automatically say they's a hoe? Ladies, I gave you 20. I gave you 20 dicks, ladies. After you go over 20 dicks, I got questions.
See, you said 20 dicks.
Wait a minute. What,
you said 20 miles.
Hold on. While we was playing the motherfucking song, me and my co-host here had a motherfucking discussion that we finna go ahead and throw this shit off in there. Do it count? When you just get oral sex, does
no,
that count as sex?
That ain't dick.
Bullshit, man.
That ain't your pussy.
Listen.
That don't put miles on the pussy.
Listen, man. If let me see.
That's
that,
like getting all
time. No. Y'all motherfucking women trying to have y'all cake and eat it too on that motherfucking subject. You feel me? Let me tell you why. Because, goddamn it, if your motherfucking girlfriend come in the motherfucking house and you get some motherfucking head from another bitch, guess what, nigga? Your ass cheating.
And
right there.
But that is
yeah,
you see.
Hold on. Hold the fuck up. Pump your motherfucking brakes out. Listen to what I'm saying.
It don't count.
Why the fuck that don't count?
If because you said,
right, okay,
you said if you don't have 20
no.
dicks, if his dick didn't go in you, it don't matter.
See, you saying that because
if his dick didn't go in you.
You know, I think this is really boosting your number really, really high.
Hell yes, and no, you know, my number is high, nigga. You can lick this shit all day, and I will pull my pants up and walk the fuck off because I done bust my
butt. But you
bed.
Did, but you still had sex with that nigga.
I didn't have sex with him.
How the fuck you did?
I had sex with his mouth. That's what I did.
Man, look. I'm not even finna sit here and just debate this whole bullshit right here. You feel me?
Fuck
we ain't
yeah.
finna have that. That's some bullshit because if you catch a nigga. When you come in and catch a motherfucker and let another girl suck your man's dick, you gonna goddamn say he cheating. Cause you gonna say it don't matter. It's the same thing. You motherfucking female.
That's when we get our fucking leeway right then. Just like y'all get y'all leeway, we get our
man,
leeway if we just let it
shit.
Get off.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me go to Candy cause she keep hitting number fucking one. Candy.
Yeah, what's up?
What you got to say, Candy? What's happening, baby?
Oh, my God.
What you gotta...
y'all, okay, y'all going to have to give it another name or something. I don't know what the fuck y'all going to have to do. Y'all going to have to give it another name because, nigga, I'm not no hoe. You feel what I'm saying?
Don't feel so touchy.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't got more than 20 dicks. And any bitch out there talking about, let me tell you something. If a bitch say she fucked 10 niggas, you times that by two. You feel what I'm saying? And if a nigga say he don't fuck 50 bitches, you subtract 20 from that. You know what I'm saying? Because bitches go lying and try to make it seem like they ain't fucked that many motherfuckers, which they lying. You feel what I'm saying? And niggas going to try to boost it up and act like they done fucked all these bitches and really they ain't.
But Ken, listen,
you
to what I'm
saying.
Ken, you saying.
Y'all going to have to give it a new name. Y'all going to have to give it a new name because a hoe is not what it is over here. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Right. Hold on. Society calls it being promiscuous. You know what I mean?
Society say your black ass ain't shit because you a black man. You feel what I'm saying?
We're going by what society talking about.
We're going by what we talking about. And nigga, I ain't no hoe because I done fucked more than 20 niggas. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, you're fucking.
Hello, somebody.
Candy.
You ain't
Candy.
Asking that shit. Why are you asking? And you said you
but
ain't.
Asking. Okay. I ain't gonna ask. All right, but listen, Candy.
Hold on.
First of all, everybody, don't misconstrue my words. Don't got them trying to say some shit that I didn't say. Let's get this shit clear. I said I'm giving y'all 20. I'm getting it.
You said
Candy.
If you fuck over
no,
more than 20 niggas, get you. I'm
in the
list.
No, I'm
going
to talk on this one. I said, I motherfucking said, she can't lie to the goddamn. I don't think she won't lie to the goddamn. I'll talk to the motherfucking host. Listen, man, listen to what I'm saying. You feel what I'm saying? I did not say if you fuck 21 bitches, use a hoe. That's not what I said. You feel what I'm saying? I said, I'm giving female 20. Every female I know that's 30-something done fucked at least 20 niggas. So to me, you're just the average woman. I didn't even say 21.
So what's the whole
I said 40. Double it.
You said 40. It ain't no number. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It ain't no number. You feel what I'm saying? It's all in the act of being a hoe. Because I know real hoes. Y'all really don't know real hoes. No, nigga, I know real hoes. You feel what I'm saying? So you cannot even put me in the same category as these real hoes out here. You feel what I'm saying?
We ain't talking about bitches.
Okay,
we ain't talking about tricks. You talking about tricks. We ain't talking about bitches who are literally tricking.
No, I ain't talking about that either. I know real hoes, nigga. Bitches
what's a real hoe, Candace?
You feel what I'm saying?
What's real
hoes? Trains on bitches and all that. You feel me? I know real hoes. You get trains ran on them and all that.
They hoes.
You feel what I'm saying?
I ain't saying what hoes.
But I'm not, nigga. Just because I like sex. And I enjoy it.
Stop. I'm going to tell you right. Don't say nothing. Just give me, hold on. God damn it. I'm the motherfucking host. Listen to me. God damn it.
Right.
I'm not saying nothing is wrong with you liking sex. You feel what I'm saying? That's not the point.
Right.
I say, do not get on this show. Because everybody who listens to the motherfucking show know I love me some pussy. I love to fuck. Okay?
Right.
Everybody who listens to the
right.
show know that. So don't even make it seem like I'm trying to say just because you love sex, you a hoe. Don't even go there, nigga. I never said that. And you know I never said that.
Okay.
Everybody who listens to the show,
whatever.
I never said that. I never said
whatever.
I never said
but what I'm saying is, if I want some dick and I'll go to the club and pick up no nigga and leave the club and fuck him that night. But nigga, if I want to fuck the nigga 2 nights from now or tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? I can. And that don't make me a hoe. I work. I go to school. You feel what I'm saying?
Ken.
I ain't got no kids, nigga. I protect myself. So, hey, and I keep this ass checked. You feel me?
Okay.
Hoes don't keep their ass checked. You feel what I'm saying? Hoes don't use condoms. Now, them hoes, so we don't have to get another name for this situation.
All right. That's Candy. Okay, that's Candy. Listen to what I'm saying. So I can get my point across, but she's just not going to goddamn cooperate.
I'm trying to find out what we need to call
them. I'll call them hoes. This is a motherfucking show. What the fuck with Candy say? She don't run shit. This came one fucking wide. I'm the fucking hoe. Damn it. Y'all listening to me? I said they fucking hoes. Now, Candy, I'm not calling you. I'm not saying you the same kind of hoe.
What, is it a different type of hoe?
Yeah, it's a different kind of hoe.
Man, fuck that shit. Whatever.
It's a different kind of hoe.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of women. Period, point blank. Candy, listen to me. And everybody that's paying attention to this goddamn show. All right? Candy is trying to make it seem like I said something and I didn't. Two things that she has falsified on the air right then. First of all, I never said if you fuck over 20 niggas, you automatically a hoe. That's not what I said. I said I'm giving you 20. You start at 20. That's like ground zero with me. You feel me? And we build up from there. I'm just saying every woman I know that's 30 years old and fuck 20 niggas, okay? I'm just starting at 20 with motherfucking women, okay? I'm not saying if you fuck over 20 women, you a hoe. That's not what I said. The average woman done fuck at least 20. That's what I said. Actually, three things. Number two is, it's because you love to get your fuck on, don't make you a hoe. You feel what I'm saying? That's the second thing. But the difference between what she's saying and what I'm trying to say is, you can love to get your fuck on, you just ain't got to fuck a whole bunch of different motherfuckers to do it, bitch. Find you a nigga. Find you two or three cut buddies. You ain't got to fuck the same nigga. You single. You ain't got to be locked down. I ain't saying be locked down with one motherfucker like you in a relationship. Find you two or three cut buddies. That's cool. They got some good dick, bitch. They got some good pussy, nigga. Find you about three or four of them. And keep the motherfuckers in rotation, nigga. All right? You don't get the leeway to go out and fuck a new nigga from the club every other motherfucking weekend and they gonna call you no hoe in the show. Bitch, kill your motherfucking self and get it to yourself. All right? Like I motherfucking said, you can get your fuck on. You ain't gotta fuck one person if you single like you in a motherfucking relationship. Do your motherfucking thing. You a grown woman. Protect yourself. Go out. Holler at a nigga. Get that nigga number. He cool. That cool. Fuck him. Won't you just keep fucking him? It's dick good. You want to meet another nigga? That's cool. Fuck him. Now you fucking two niggas. You bordering. You fucking two niggas at the same time. And I'm going to even give you that third nigga. That old throwback dick that you used to fuck with that you let come through and mash your motherfucking ass every chance you get. Even though y'all don't get to see each other that much. That's three dicks you got in rotation, bitch. Okay? You can get all the fucking dick you need. Fuck every day of the week. But I'm not going to give you a leeway to fuck as many niggas as you want. Bitch. Fuck that shit. I'm going to call you a hoe. I call you the fuck I want you. It's K100. Keep this motherfucking shit 100. Now, goddamn it, you don't like it. Hold the fuck well around this bitch. What the fuck I said. Okay? You can't fuck 100 niggas and I ain't going to call you a hoe. Bitch, you a hoe.
Yeah, you
go. Give a fuck. Don't care. What? You know what I'm saying? Just because you single don't mean you get to fuck as many niggas as you want to and get away with it. No. Sorry. You're old. It's my opinion.
Somebody really want
to
talk right
That's
now.
That's Candy. She want to even back. She want to go back. She want to go toe-to-toe with me. All right, Candy. I'll come back to you in a minute. I got like 3 or 4 more people. I can't just goddamn tie up the line. She wanna say, I know she wanna. She probably going off right now too. She probably crunk over there. She crunk over there. But nah, for real, real talk though. All right, I'm not saying that if you're a single woman and you got them, pay your own bills, you got your own shit, you grown, you got your own place, your own car, you ain't got. Hey, fuck it, you can fuck who you wanna fuck, but you can't fuck a whole bunch of niggas. You can love dick, but you gonna have to goddamn. Chop that shit down to about 3 niggas and put them niggas in rotation, bitch. You can't go out every motherfucking weekend and meet a new motherfucking nigga and fuck him 2 days later, and I ain't gonna call you a hoe. Yeah, sorry. Didn't make the rules up, bitch. It was here when I got here. Okay? I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. What can I tell you? This is my opinion. I'm only one man. This is only K100. You can tune in to goddamn Frank Ski and Steve Harvey.
I gotta call him a hoe, too, though.
You wanna call him a hoe?
Hell yeah, that's bullshit right
there. Well, a female.
Too much. Too many miles on the pussy.
I didn't say it myself. That's another female, y'all. I didn't make that up. This is my guest co-host, Lakeela. She's one of the goddamn officers in the Facebook Army. If you want to become an officer in the Facebook Army, join the group at Facebook. Put some posts on the Facebook group board. Get your weight up. Comment on some other shit. And I'll make you an officer. And then you get to come over and host, and you get to goddamn skip the line, and you get to goddamn have an extended comments, and all this other shit. I'm giving Candy all kinds of leeway because she's a frequent caller. Candy, baby, you know I love you. I got love for you, baby. But you ain't finna out-talk me on my goddamn show. Pump your motherfucking brakes, shouty. Candy, you not a hoe, baby. I love you. I understand. You just single and doing your thing. You a grown-ass motherfucker.
How you
woman.
Gonna be contradicting yourself?
I'm just bullshit. She's old.
Oh, okay.
I'm fucking with you, Candy.
Hell no.
Nah, Candy, one of my motherfucking best listeners, man. I fuck with him. I'm just cracking jokes. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying. But for real, though, I disagree wholeheartedly with that statement. All right? She cannot just fuck as many niggas as she wants to and just not be considered a hoe. And she's also right. You can go out there, if you let three niggas run a train on you, bitch, you a hoe. You cheating on your motherfucking husband, bitch, you a hoe. All right? It's different ways to be a hoe, but right now we're talking about the threshold number. The number. What's that magic number? All right? That's what we're talking about tonight on the show. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, yo, I see, like, I got, like, 11, 12 people listening to me. Goddamn it, hit number one. You scared to talk? Hit number one on the pad.
Oh,
hit the number one.
Hit it again.
Hit it again.
Get him, Shay.
Hit the number one. You listen to the show. The number here is 347-934-0966. Y'all holler at me. All right? That's all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying. I see somebody from 706. They listening. Hey, 706, you want to talk to me? I just want to check. Yo, caller. Caller. They scared to talk. They don't want to talk. I was just checking. I see one of my real listeners. Hold on. Hold. This motherfucker been sitting here listening the whole time. Michigan girl.
Oh.
Yeah, I said it. Yeah,
yeah,
you. What? You been sitting here being quiet the whole night.
What's up?
What's happening?
What's going on? I was at the gym. How you gonna bust me out like that? I was trying to make around and get my exercise on.
Going to get that body tight, baby. Alvina,
okay,
how many discs can you have before you a hoe, Alvina?
Like, just general, if I'm listening to some chicks talk and I hear her just say a number and I'm be like, oh, she a hoe?
Yeah.
If I hear about 30, I'll be like, oh, she a hoe. Yeah, about 30.
But you know what, though? Let me tell y'all something, Alvina. Hold on. Stay on the line. Don't go nowhere. Now, you're 30 years old. Let's say you started fucking at 15. That's 15 years from 15, you know, everybody got down, graduated high school around this bitch. 15 plus 15 is 30. That's really only two niggas a year. If you was not in a long-term relationship for any of those years. Now, ladies, I'm going to tell you like this right here. If you had a boyfriend for 5 years, I don't give a fuck if it was from 15 to 20, 20 to 25, or 25 to 30. If you had a boyfriend for 5 years, your number should be nowhere near 30.
Right.
Okay, ladies? If you started at 15 and you 30, and you had a steady relationship for at least 5 of those years, your number, your eating pussy number included.
Man, eating pussy do not count.
Eating pussy count.
Yeah, your pussy don't count.
Okay, Alvina. So if you come in the goddamn house and your man getting his motherfucking dick sucked, do that count? It's cheating.
Yo!
What?
He cheating if he my man and I walk in the house and he get his dick sucked by another bitch. Hell yeah, he cheating.
That's right, cause he having sex.
That is not the same thing.
How many sticks is the whole threshold? You ain't say nothing about getting your pussy.
Thank you, Alvina. Thank you.
Know what?
Thank you. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
I think that motherfucking shit gonna triple
Thank
all
you,
these.
Thank you, Alvina.
That motherfucking shit gonna triple
he
all these.
He said how many dicks? A tongue is not a dick, even though some of them are really
exactly.
Big. They not dicks.
Man, boy, I tell you, motherfucking what around this motherfucker. Y'all, boy, you know what? Y'all feel all right, man. Whatever, man. I disagree with that shit. That's some bullshit. If you let a nigga get all, if you getting undressed, getting goddamn naked,
you gotta get undressed.
This nigga, I don't get naked.
All you gotta do is take the bottoms off. You ain't even got to get naked. You ain't even got to get
naked.
You
know
what the fuck,
y'all? You gotta have a dress and just raise it up. I'm just
raise
saying.
Up, pull them
around
to the side, baby. Pull them to the side.
See, that's what I'm seeing. She knows.
Fellas, hit the number one. Fellas, this is some bullshit. You motherfuckers trying to have it. Goddamn it, y'all trying. That's some bullshit, man. Y'all already know. It count when a nigga do it to another bitch when you're with your man. And that's all right. I can just go out and just keep getting my dick sucked all I want to.
Yeah,
bitches.
You can get it sucked all you want. They can suck the skin off that bitch for all I care.
Your man can?
Nigga, if you my man, why the fuck? I can suck your
Well, I'm just saying.
Right.
We talking about random dick, random pussy.
I swear to God, boy, this shit right here, boy, y'all wrong. That's some bullshit. All right, Alvina, so you saying 30, use a hoe, right? About 30, 30
yeah.
hoe?
Yeah, 30 is a number. Yeah, I'd say.
Do you agree with Candy when you saying you can just fuck as many men as you want to and it don't matter? You can't be a hoe unless you do some hoe shit like cheat on your man or get a train ran on you or some shit. Can you fuck 100 niggas and not be a hoe?
That's all hoe shit too. But I'm gonna keep it real. I ain't gonna say that a woman can just fuck as many men as she wants to as long as she's single and she's not gonna be considered a hoe. Society is gonna say you a hoe, and anybody that hear you say it is gonna say you a hoe. But
Exactly. Thank you, Alvina. God damn it. I appreciate it. All right. I got another one. Confirm. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, use a hoe, though. For real.
But, I mean, you know.
I mean, we can change the name. But it's
what do you want to call?
Oh,
Candy.
She's still a hoe, though.
Okay, since Candy is an avid follower, and she don't want me to call her a hoe, obviously, she's fucked a lot of dudes. She done put some miles in the pussy, but she still don't feel like she a hoe. Because she know hoes that do really super hoe shit.
Well, see, now we got two different stuff. We got a hoe and a super hoe.
Okay, Candy. That's it, Candy. We got it. Candy. We got it, Candy. You are just a regular hoe, not a super hoe.
Well, we can say that.
Now, she don't want to be called hoe, period. We got to change it.
We can't. It ain't that much to change it, too, though.
We got to change it.
We got to create a word.
We got to make something up. Everybody, give any suggestions to what we call a woman who done fuck 50 niggas besides hoe. Help me out. You know what I'm saying?
No. This is what we're going to call
promiscuous.
A whore.
Promiscuous.
That sounds a little more classy.
Promiscuous. What's wrong with promiscuous?
Promiscuous when you're talking about a fucking teenager. That's not what you're talking about, a grown ass woman.
What?
They call teenagers promiscuous. You a grown ass woman?
No.
Man, what the fuck else?
That's just promiscuous.
No,
what do you mean?
They call teenagers promiscuous.
Oh! I think I see Be Nice on the line.
Be Nice,
no,
what's up?
No, that's not Be Nice.
I was about to say.
That's not Be Nice. Oh, is that Veronica McFucking Nair?
McFucking Nair. That's who
I think
is.
That's Veronica. Veronica!
What's up, B?
What's happening? Go ahead. Now, Veronica's number finna be stupid low. Give it to me, Veronica.
How you know that?
Because
she's
Veronica
celibate now. That don't mean she always been celibate.
It don't matter. Veronica, give us the number, Veronica. I know you've been listening. Give it to us, baby. What's the number?
What, my number?
What's the magic number? Not your number. We're not asking no. Ladies,
what's
we don't want to
know
your
number. What's the magic number? What's the magic number?
What's the whole threshold? If you in a room of women and they sitting around talking and this woman sitting there and she blurred out, I don't fuck, blah, blah, blah number, and you're going to be like, ooh, she a hoe. What's that number? What you think?
Fourteen.
What? I don't know.
I said 15. I don't know, man. No, I said about 20. If you 24, when you get to 25, then you kind of hoeing a little bit.
Right. Okay, and you know what, Veronica? Listen, Veronica. I was very fair. I gave women, I don't even start at zero with women, okay? When I meet a 30-something-year-old motherfucking woman, I start at 20. I just assume you done fucked at least 20 men, and let's talk about it from there, okay?
I mean,
it's being realistic. Listen, hold on. A lot of people are just chiming in. Hold on. I'll keep you in line, Veronica. Listen to me. Pay attention if you see if you agree with my assessment, okay? Listen to everybody who wasn't here the first hour. This is how I came up with that number 20, where I start at 20. I said, you start fucking when you're 15, the average person. Some of y'all started at goddamn 13 in high school with your whole ass, but we ain't gonna goddamn talk about it. We gonna start at goddamn 15. You know what I'm saying? We gonna start at 15, okay?
Let's say in 15 you had you a little boyfriend you love, he tricked your ass, got a pussy, and then he started fucking some other girl, whatever, but you gave it to him for like that first ninth, 10th grade year. That's one person. And then in 10th grade, you know what I'm saying, you're already a virgin now, so it's a little bit easier. You fuck two or three more. Your senior year, you're feeling your grown woman self, you think you're grown, you add two more. That's five people at least in high school. And that's a small number because I know hoes that fuck 20 people in high school. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm giving y'all five, okay? Let's say in high school you did five. You leave high school. We're assuming that you go to college. We're going to throw 10 in right then for 4 years, okay?
We're
throwing 10, and that's a low number because you were the motherfucking girls who got them daddy and mama to let them go no motherfucking way. You had to sneak out everywhere you go. When you get to freshman year, nigga, you might hit 10 ASAP, but I'm going to give you 10 for the whole 4 years, and I'm being low.
That's
super low. I'm still being fair. All right, that's 10. That's 15. All right, so 18, you graduate, 4 years of college, 22, you got 22 years old. You had 15 already, ladies, and you're only 22 years old. Now, you get out, you graduate college, you start making a little bit of motherfucking money, or if you was in the military, you did one term in the military, ladies, okay? All you military ladies, whatever you did for them 4 years at the high school, if you want them motherfucking hoes that didn't do nothing but lay around and just go to the club, I'm a goddamn, I should quadruple your number, bitch, but I ain't. I love you, but you goddamn probably got higher than the rest of these motherfuckers, okay? You understand what I'm saying? Now we at 15 already, you 22, and all we did was high school and the average college or military person. Now we 22, 23. Now you got a job, now you making money, now you got your own place, now you can go buy your own outfits, now you can go to the club when you want to. You ain't got no kids yet, maybe not. You think you can't add five more in between 22 and fucking 30? Are you kidding me? All you motherfuckers got at least 20.
At least 20.
At least 20.
At least 20.
Don't call this fucking show talking about anything under 20. Bitch, I'm murking your fucking ass. I'm telling you. I'm murking you. Don't call my show talking about 20. Fuck 20 niggas and you 30 years old. I want to hear it. That's the only step to the rule.
Yeah.
That's the only step to the rule. If you married your high school sweetheart, your college sweetheart, or some shit like that, then you should have a low number. But if not, if you've been single and you ain't never been married and you're 30, you got 20 under your belt easy. Now, Candy tried to make it seem like I said 20 was a high number. No, that's where I'm starting at ground zero with you females. That's the low number.
Really? I mean, the way I see it, unfortunately, 20 is kind of, I mean, it's high.
But
I mean, it is, but it's realistic. I mean,
right.
If you're single, it's realistic, you
right.
know, because, yeah, if you're single, you ain't never been married, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's realistic.
I just broke it down real easy for you, how I can get to 20 so easy, and you don't even realize it.
Yeah, but they don't call you a hoe regardless.
I'm not going to call you a hoe. I'm not going to call you a hoe.
No, I'm just saying, that's how, you know, so I agree with whoever just called. You know, society gonna call you hoe anyway, but yeah.
But this K100, I'm keeping it real. You feel me? I understand that this shit, goddamn 2010. Women already feel like they can do what we do, even though you fuckers are wrong. You can't do what we do. You can't. You think you can? That's why you goddamn keep getting disrespected out here with these niggas. Duh. Hello, bitch. Hello. Females. Every time you pop that, I can do it because the nigga doing shit. We don't give a fuck about your ass. We ain't gonna treat you like a woman because you want to be a nigga. Steve Harvey. Think like a man, nigga, for real. You setting these hoes up a failure, nigga. Call the show, nigga. We can go one-on-one. The fuck you talking about? K100, bitch. You understand? What? Somebody call Steve Harvey and tell him where the show at, nigga. I'm ready for more. I'm ready, Steve. Steve, I'm reloaded.
Oh,
I'm ready,
Lord.
Steve.
Ooh,
call a nigga. What? I'm wrong? Co-host, am I wrong?
They're a hoe.
That's all I'm saying. That's all the fuck I'm saying around this bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Don't get me started, nigga. I'll break this shit all the way down from you, but I ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do it. All right, Veronica. Thank you, Veronica.
Yeah, you're welcome, B.
All right. Damn it. Talking that shit. I gotta play a motherfucking song. Y'all got me heated in this bitch. Ladies. One more time, ladies. I got love for all y'all. I don't mean no disrespect. All right? I don't mean no disrespect. I'm not saying just because you single and you doing your thing and you got your own place that you got to goddamn settle down and just fuck two niggas if you know that nigga fucking five other bitches. Okay? Don't call up. Don't call the show with that bullshit. The number is 347-934-0966, by the way. Hit the number one. Okay? But that's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is you don't get free reign to fuck 60, 70 niggas and don't think I'm finna not call you a hoe. Now, if you don't want to be called hoe, we can come up with another name. I'm taking all suggestions, callers.
Any name other than hoe.
Any name other than hoe for a few minutes and suck that's been fucked and sucked 60, 50 niggas.
Even though ultimately it still means hoe.
But we don't want to be called, some of them don't want to be called hoe because they don't want to be compared with the bitch who cheat on her husband or the bitch who let niggas run trains on them, which I understand totally, Candy. Candy, I understand. You don't want to be classified with them bitches. Okay, that's cool. I understand.
Oh, man,
I understand, Candy. I got all the love in the world for you, baby. So we're going to have to come up with a name. Because I can understand you don't want to be called, you know what I'm saying? She don't want to be called the same name as the bitch who cheated on her. She ain't married. She never cheated on her husband. She don't let niggas run a train on her. You feel what I'm saying? But Candy, if you don't fuck like 50, 60 dudes, I'm assuming, because you keep going toe-to-toe with me about this shit. So I'm just going to throw it out there.
You not be better off with the train?
No. No, because she grown. She ain't got no kids, no husband. She can do what the fuck she want to do. You feel what I'm saying? So she right about that. She dead right about that. I'm not arguing that fact with her. But she ain't finna just be goddamn. We ain't finna act like you just meet Miss Goody Two Shoes around this bitch. We ain't play them games. So we're gonna have to come up with another name for hoe. Besides that, because she don't want to be
besides hoe.
Besides hoe. We're gonna have to come up with something. I don't know. Call us. I'm gonna go into a song real quick and I'm gonna come back. Alright? And if you're on the line, if you can think of a name besides hoe for a woman that's been fucked 50 or 60 guys, let me know. Just your panties.
It's Tommy X Productions. Blizzum 6'8 Tone. Viz. Boot Trip Flint. School. Cuz. Major League. NFL. World Cup. What's up? Y'all got the ladies? You know what I'm saying? Chainless Records forever.
Cash, toss some ass, fix it. sick when they talk that trash. Lips and hips to do fine for the blast. Plus, you don't really want to miss that drag that I put chicks through when they pan is off. Bitch, this looking blue, I got the cannons off. Yeah, getting through when your man is off. I ain't playing no games, I ain't here to talk. I can't cock some lips, slop to the head. Hold on, shawty, you just slop to the bed. Wait right there, I'll be back in a minute just to pop that square. Post it up, you look through when the roll with us. But we ain't seeing that shit, what you throwing up? It's a banging bay. Stop or I click all day, play the cut. You rolling trucks and big cars, the fight to stay hard. What you mean you don't know? Bitch, don't start. You do what you don't, you in or you out. I ain't trying to catch a fresh rip charge, that's how we go. You don't really want to start and stop. 6 days in the cut, mean the block I rock. We here for the ride. Look, little mama, we hit hoes like we hate those cops. Yeah.
Featuring me, South Park, super hard. You dig? You understand what I'm saying? Just Your Panties. That was one of our hood classics, man. You feel me? The women went crazy when we dropped that. That was like the strip club anthem, nigga, for like a minute. We shut them niggas down. I miss my motherfucking nigga, man. Fuck the feds. Fuck ass cracker. I'm sorry, white people. I love y'all. Anyway, we back. And I just had to go into a little spew. And it's a little bit of a rant. I'm sorry. I got love for y'all, K100. But I feel strongly about this topic. The topic of the day is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number. Hit us up. How many people can a man or a woman sleep with before you consider them a hoe? The hoe threshold. What's your number? What's high? I see a lot of new callers just chiming in, y'all. I see y'all on the phone. Hit the number one. You want to holler at me? One of my favorite callers, Candy. She said she can fuck as many niggas as she wants to and not be a hoe. Sorry, Candy. Yes, that is absolutely not true in my book. She said that she doesn't want to be compared to women who cheat on their man, cheat on their husband. She don't want to be compared to hoes who let niggas run trains on them or tricks. She don't want to be called a hoe. Candy, we have found a new name for you, Candy. Have we? Have you came up with one? Are you not going to use that? Okay.
No.
Okay, we're going to use that name. We need a name. Candy. Candy, come back. Don't go nowhere. Candy, what you want to be called, Candy? What you want me to call you, Candy?
Okay, let me explain something to you. First of all, I ain't tell you how many niggas I fuck with.
But I know that.
Is,
I know
right.
that.
I didn't tell you that. So don't be on this motherfucker talking about 50 or 60 because, nigga, you really don't know.
I didn't say that.
You understand what I'm saying? But I'm defending, yes, you cannot be putting numbers on if she a hoe or not. That's what I'm saying. You feel what I'm saying? You can't do that. That's crazy. Because, first of all, most of y'all niggas wouldn't know how many niggas a bitch fuck with. If a bitch is up on her Kegels muscles, you know what I'm saying? And doing that exercise, nigga, you would never fucking know. Ever know. And the bitch that you want probably done fuck 150 niggas, but you would never fucking know. But you love that hoe. Believe that. Right?
But Ken, I'm not saying that a nigga get automatically just know how. Who's? I never said that. Means it didn't happen?
Just because what?
Just because a guy doesn't know about it does not mean it didn't happen.
Not saying it didn't happen. You feel what I'm saying? But you cannot be putting labels on bitches just because how many somebody that slept with. You feel what I'm saying? That's crazy. No, you can't. No, you cannot. Because I know some real hoes. And do hoe shit.
What's the difference between a real hoe and a
nasty hoes? Hoes just out there just doing nasty shit with it. You feel what I'm saying? Right. And not getting their pussy checked. You feel what I'm saying? Them bitches and not using condoms. Them bitches is hoes. You understand what I'm saying? But somebody that is taking care of their shit, you feel what I'm saying? Not hurting nobody else. You feel what I'm saying? She can do whatever the fuck she wants to.
And she can still be a hoe like she knows what she wanted to.
Oh my God, but why she gotta be a hoe though?
Well, we trying to find, listen.
That's what society told y'all motherfuckers, and y'all won't listen to society. Listen to society telling us niggas that we ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a very sexual person.
Well, if you
don't
believe you a hoe, you ain't got to
get
you a hoe.
I'm going to take care of the person I'm fucking with, and I'm going to take care of myself. You understand what I'm saying? But not a motherfucking hoe just because I fuck whoever I want to. I can't even talk no more. I can't even talk no more because the baby's
All right, I'm done with Candy for the night. I let her have a spill out of respect because she do call in every motherfucking night.
Candy is not a hoe, people.
But we got to find somebody that's calling because she goddamn ain't the average woman who goddamn, I mean, I don't know how many women Candy done fuck for the record. I don't know if Candy done fuck four. I don't know what she done did. I don't know. But once again, if in fact Candy has fucked 50 people, if her or anybody else listening to this motherfucking show done fucked 50 niggas, woo, bitch, that's for you. Kill yourself. Alrighty then. Oh, I got somebody from, what is it, 706? Where is that at? That's like making of some shit, ain't it? Yo, 706, get at me.
Hey, what up, boy?
What's going on with this?
This Nate, man, from PC, Bay County.
What's going on, my nigga? What's poppin', man? Got Bay County in the motherfucking building. Damn, nigga. The banging motherfucking Bay, nigga. What's happening, my nigga?
Man, look here. I wasn't even gonna get on this shit, man, but I heard the last caller, man, and goddamn, look here. Just because you got a damn job and two cars and go to the gynecologist every other month and you stay clean and shit and you ain't got no fucking kids. If you got 56 up under your belt, you're still a hoe.
That's what I'm saying. Real talk. You're still a hoe.
Nah. Now, look here. If you're looking for a new word other than hoe for that many men or whatever you're going through, I call them raggedy skanks.
I don't know. A hoe might be better than raggedy skanks.
Now, see. You got other ones. You got some married ones out here, right? Men and women. Okay, you said they've been married 15, 10, 15, 20 years, whatever. And you don't have five in your whole life, or you've been with them so long or whatever.
Right.
If you're stepping outside of that, it could be just one you mess around with beside that. You a slut.
You're right. We already said that. Hey, you know what? Now, to Candy's credit, she did bring that up. She was the first one to bring it up, and I agree wholeheartedly with her when she said that. She was like, her thing is she don't want to be compared because she ain't married. You feel me? So she ain't never cheated on her husband. You feel me?
Yeah.
She ain't never let niggas run a train on her. So she don't like the fact she don't like the fact that we call her the same word as that because she feel like that's the ultimate form of disrespect, I'm guessing. You feel me? So single and she can do what the fuck she want to do. She don't want to be called the same thing. And she don't want to be compared to that. So I feel her point.
We ain't got too much time. So when we say ho, we put them up saying it as a broad thing or whatever. But to be broke down, you got a hoe, you got a slut, and you got a skank. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they want to be technical. It's all foul shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel you.
It's like you got a smashed banana, you got a whole banana, and you got motherfucking some shit that's already rotten.
Which one is the rotten one?
That's the raggedy skank.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Damn.
That bitch has been stepped on, two without, still been split. You know what I'm saying? Still in the house of paper. That shit been faking already, my nigga. Hey, that shit been faking, man.
I appreciate it, man. All right,
man.
Know
what's
thank
up, man.
All right, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Hey, Mr. Porter, man, y'all. Sign out. Yeah.
All right, my nigga. All right. You know what I'm saying? That's Mr. Porsche, man. He be on the Facebook page, too. I think that's where he came from. You feel me? I think it's one of the niggas that be following us on Facebook. One time for all my people that's from Facebook, man, that's checking in for us. Yo, I only got 15 minutes, so I got to go to all my callers. Colonel Shay, I see your hand up. I'm going to everybody else. I'm coming down the line. 563. Miss Peaches, I see you. I'm coming, babe. Colonel Shay, holler at me.
Oh, hold on. Let me get that line. I didn't have my hand raised so long. I had to step inside the show, but let me get out from these people if I can talk right. All right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got a few comments. On one, Colonel T, I forgot to say what's up to you, girl.
What's up, baby?
On what she was saying, yeah, you know, eating pussy, that don't count. You know, that don't count. I'm with her on that. That don't count. I'm just here to set the record straight, back her up on that one. That does not count. You kiss pussy, hey, that ain't a dick. That don't count. And the second comment, if you're over 30, don't you get some old, don't you get loud some old dicks if you're over 30, according to the way you broke it down?
Yes, I did. I said 30, early 30s. I'm starting out at the age of 30. I'm starting with 20. Right there. At 30, you should have, I know you got at least 20 dicks in front of you, and that's just the average woman. You're not even close to being a hoe to me if you got 20 dicks in front of you at 30, because that's just the average. You know?
Right.
I doubled the number. I say, if you buy at 40, if you double that number, damn. You know, here we go. You know what I'm saying?
The women that are up there in age, they should be allowed more dicks than the young girls. That's all I'm saying.
No. Listen, baby. Most of my callers that listen to the show are in between the age of 25 and 35, so that's what number range I'm sticking with for the purpose of the show. Most of my callers are between 25 and 35, okay? So that's why I'm keeping it within my demographic of people who are listening to the show. All right.
Okay, now the third thing is about the name. How about we just call them scrumps? That's an old name. We can bring that back.
A scrump?
A what?
Scrump. Y'all ain't heard that? That's from back in the day. T-Town. They from the Bay Area. We used to call them scrumps back in the day.
Scrump?
We used to call them scrump. Yeah, scrump.
Damn, Shay, you look. You showing your age. I don't know what the fuck scrump is.
Look, Shay, like I
know. You can shut up. You can shut up. I'm like, go with me, whatever.
A hoe by any other name is still a hoe.
Yeah, but, you know, if they want to make it cute, we can call them scrumps to make it sound cuter, you know.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
We can call them scrumps, you know. We can call them scrumps.
We'll call them a swamp hole.
Once again, niggas can be hoes, too. So, ladies, I see a lot of ladies popping their hands up before
I... They like that one.
and for the motherfucking record, and your pussy ain't count.
No, the fuck it don't.
Whatever. No, it doesn't.
You know what? Hey, you know what? I don't even want to know what some of these women numbers if you count that shit.
Well, you count that shit. Call me a hoe.
So wait a minute. True.
I'm going to say in your mouth.
Just in
your
mouth. What up, hoe? What the fuck about, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Hey, motherfucking 100. This is for you, Keith.
Well, that's right. Yes, nigga, with this shit in your mouth, that's what I better
be. All right, Colonel. All right, Colonel. Miss Peaches, we go before you go. Miss Peaches, what you got to say?
Oh, yeah, I want to get her, well, not her, just anybody who, you know, sleeps with a lot of men.
Uh-huh.
We can call them Bunny, because they hops from nigga to nigga to nigga to nigga to nigga. So we'll just call them Bunny.
We got a winner. We got a winner.
We're going to call them Bunny. Not Snow Bunny, not to be confused with white bitches. That's Snow Bunny. We just gonna call
just a regular buddy.
We'll call y'all buddy. All right, Miss Peaches, I appreciate that. We was looking for something that just, you know, wasn't pretty terrible kind of money. Miss Peaches, you are a winner. I wish I had a goddamn gift certificate to give you, but goddamn it, we just started out.
That's all good, baby. I'll take care of you.
Oh, okay, Miss Peaches. Hey, all right, officially, the K100 number for women who not necessarily cheat on their man. Don't let a bunch of niggas run up in them.
They run trains on them.
Yeah, they let niggas run up in them, but not trains. They get their pussy checked. They strap up. You're not a hoe. You are a bunny. But
you're still a hoe.
You still get the same motherfucking sound effects, bunny. Oh, this shit is too much fun tonight. I gotta go all the way down the line. Everybody raise their hand.
Shit.
Fuck, man. Everybody wanna raise their hand at the last 10 minutes of shit. Y'all niggas be killing me, man. Y'all sat up in this motherfucker and listen to this shit all motherfucking night. You ain't saying shit all night in the last 10 minutes. No, I ain't got but a 2-hour show. Everybody wanna raise their motherfucker fuckers. I ought to not answer you fucking calls. Stop doing that shit. I've been on the show 2 hours except for that 5 minutes that the goddamn power went out and I had to reboot. That wasn't my fault.
Some of y'all wouldn't even know here to hear
that. That's right. So y'all didn't even know that until right then. And I'm going to edit that shit out anyway, motherfuckers. All right? Stop calling the last 10 minutes and everybody raising their hand. Now I got to try to answer 8 motherfuckers in 9 minutes. Damn it, man. What the fuck Randy got to say? He keeps hitting the number one. What, Randy?
His lip hit it.
Man, goddamn. There you go, kid. Gotta be funny.
Yeah, you my nigga, though, Randy.
Go ahead, yeah, but anyway, man, yeah, like I said, I wanted to talk before Candy, you know what I'm saying, for another name. Yeah, y'all got to call that shit another name for her. You got to give her another name.
All right, we call her Candy a bunny.
Yeah, I understand that. I like Candy. I only met her one time, but she probably don't remember me or whatever.
Right, right, but listen, that's my motherfucking nigga. Don't get it fucked up. That's my motherfucking nigga. Me and Candy tight. You dig?
Hey, you need to give her some applause.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, matter of fact, I forgot.
You got to get her applause.
Matter of fact, I always give Candy applause every time she's on this motherfucking show. And if you want to know why, I'm going to need for you to go back and download and listen to episode 4. So that's one of the truest motherfucking females on here. We just happen to disagree on this particular point. Motherfucker,
yeah, she for real, for real. She real out.
Yeah, we ain't gonna see eye to eye. We ain't gonna see eye to eye.
Down to earth, Randy just motherfucker. Real talk. Keep it 100.
I saw before. Hell yeah, I wanna fuck her. I ain't gonna do it. I seen her one time. I was like, damn.
All right, man. All right, Randy. So that's all you gotta add.
I'm just keeping it real.
All right, man. I gotta go to somebody else. Man, why did everybody want to call in the last 5 minutes? Dread! This motherfucker got me on mute. How the motherfucker want to have
me? I clicked over.
This motherfucker done clicked over? And bitch. Oh, did he come back right there? Yo! Caller! 569! I thought I heard it when I clicked off. I guess they don't want to talk.
Next.
Yeah. Whatever. Hold on. I think this. Yo, who's this? 563-444-563. Be nice.
Yeah, what's up?
What's happening, Be Nice?
Be Nice, that's my girl.
What's going on? I'm listening in. What you guys talking about? But y'all tripping. Y'all tripping tonight.
What we tripping about? What we tripping about? What we
got? I'm just saying. I mean, like Candy was saying, really, you'll never know how many dudes somebody done had sex with. Like, you'll never know to classify them to be a hoe. You know what I'm saying? You just never know.
Be nice. Listen, be nice to Candy. Listen to me. I know we'll never know. Because one motherfucking thing I do know about females, you motherfuckers ain't gonna never tell a nigga the truth about that right there. All right? Never. You motherfucking women ain't gonna never tell a nigga honest the real number. I know that. You feel what I'm saying? Lord. You'll never tell a nigga how many niggas you really done fucked. So of course we'll never really know.
But you know how many niggas
you know. That's the point. You know, but you know. You
yeah.
know what's going to be. All right, then. Okay, then. All right. So we're talking about if we had some kind of way of knowing, if we, you know, if somebody just put it out there, you feel me? If we just had a way of knowing, we're not, of course we know, we ain't going to know. Of course a bitch could be done fucked 100 niggas 10 years ago and be a reformed hoe. You feel me? We don't know. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, my bad. I keep saying a reformed bunny.
Yeah.
Or a reformed hoe. Because she
yeah,
could have
been a
hoe. Either one, either. Or, you know, we're saying bunny now. We being PC.
Still a hoe.
Psych! You know what I'm saying? But for real, though, we'll never really know. I'm not saying that you can just look at a woman and say, oh, she's whatever. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm trying to get to the point. I'm just saying the question was, man, we just saying if you could know, if you had some way of knowing, if you knew that a person fucked 50 or 60 people, would you call them a bunny, a hoe, whatever you want to say? You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Now, I know we want
yeah.
to know.
And it's like, but it's like you said, too. It's like you said, it depends on their age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as, but still, just to, like I said, you know how I'm just thinking you shouldn't be sleeping around like that anyway.
Oh,
but
shit.
I'm just saying, I mean, of course, there's people have sex. I mean, even if people have a high sex drive, like you like to have sex all the time, but
right.
I think you should keep it to a minimum. If you like to have sex all the time, then have sex all the time with a few, not a lot, you know, or
right.
just like a whole,
there
you,
go. You
know what I'm saying?
There you go, be nice. Cause see, it was brung up, the point was brung up, she just liked to fuck. And I already told you people off the rip, I love to fuck. I am a sexy hoe,
yeah.
I need some counseling.
Cause you a hoe.
No, I like to fuck. No, that'll make me a hoe. I like to fuck. You feel me? That don't mean I'm fucking 10 bitches, but I do like to get my fuck on, so I'm gonna get my mash on.
Yeah,
all
so
right.
you need to make sure that whoever it is you mashing on has a high sex drive like you do.
That's right.
That's all.
That's right. And if you fucking, even if you fucking,
it
even,
don't take
listen,
30 niggas.
Listen, even if you've been fucking two or three niggas a year, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
In heavy rotation.
You know, I mean, you know, you still should only be at 30 if you're 30 years old and you've been fucking two or three niggas a year constantly. Every year
that's
you
a lot.
Switch up. That's still 30 niggas. That's still
a lot.
But I'm just saying, even still, but when you start talking about 40, 50 or whatever, and Candy, I'm not saying that's how many people you slept with. Damn it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, for me, if I hear a woman say they 30 years old and they done fucked 40 men, I'm like, damn.
Like Candy said, that I'll make it tell you it's 80.
Right, because you say if you tell me 40, bitch, I'm going to attack on another 15 to 20. Bitch.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm tacking on 10, 15, most of that number. Anything you tell me, I'm tacking it on. Okay.
All right.
Okay. And getting your pussy 8 count. Bye.
No, don't.
Yeah,
don't fuck
up. No.
Oh, shit. My show
yeah.
about to be off. Be nice. I had to hang up, baby. The goddamn lady, my problem said my show finna go off. Oh, man. See, this is one of them shows I hate to end, man, because that shit running through and down sudden, my 2 hours up. I lost 5 minutes on some bullshit today. I got to go edit that out. I lost 5 minutes on a power failure. The fuck is up with that? K100, man, this has been a live motherfucking show. One time for motherfucking Candy. We did. One time for Colonel Shea coming up with the phrase bunny.
No, that was Peaches.
Oh, that's Peaches?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bad. Peaches coming up with the phrase bunny. For women who like to sleep around but don't necessarily do a lot of really nasty trick shit, but they do like to fuck a lot of niggas. We're not going to call them hoes no more. We're going to call them bunnies. All right? It's K100, man. Yo, I got to go, man. It's been real. Y'all fuck with me tomorrow night, 8 p.m., same time, 347-934-0966. Please, send out a text message to a friend. Send out a shout-out to somebody on Facebook or whatever. Let people know about the show, man. The show is super crook, man. We fuck with us, man. All right? Spread the word.
We out.
We out this motherfucker, man. My co-host, one time for my co-host, Colonel Key. All right, one time for her. Yo, we out this motherfucker. K100, man. Tomorrow, 8 p.m., man. Come back and fuck with us.
What you talking about? you talking.